I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1521, Ridiculously Practical Ways to Practice Wisdom. The Proverbs describes wisdom as more precious than jewels, and nothing compares to desiring it. But gaining wisdom and practicing wisdom can seem elusive and mysterious, only for the super holy. But that's not so. In a blog post, J.R. Briggs gives us 9 practical ways to live out wisdom, and we can all do these and be wiser because of it. Let me summarize his thoughts for you today. This podcast is about the 2 great commandments of loving God and loving others. Loving takes wisdom. A simple definition of wisdom is this: wisdom is learning to do the right thing at the right time for the right reason. Rather than acquiring it in some one-time magical moment, it grows slowly over time in the quiet and ordinary moments of an average day. Here are the 9 ways to ridiculously practice wisdom. 1. Take inventory of who you spend the most time with. Research shows that you'll most likely become like the 5 closest people in your life. Consider the people with whom you spend the most time with and ask yourself, are these the kind of people I'd like to become in the future? If not, maybe it's time to find other, healthier relationships. 2. Reflect on how you spend your time. Self-assess how you've spent your time over the past 7 days and ask yourself questions like, where have I invested my time this week? Was I intentional and purposeful with my time? Was I mindlessly spending my time? If I shared a breakdown of my time with the wisest people I know, how would they respond? What's really important to me, and did my days reflect my priorities? Have I invested my time in people and activities and projects that will matter in 2 days, 2 years, 2 decades, and an eternity? 3, seek out a mentor or an older friend who embodies a life of wisdom. Look, mentors hardly show up and knock on your door. You've got to proactively pursue them. 4, read broadly and deeply. Virtually every person that's wise that I know possesses a humility that cultivates an almost insatiable desire to learn and grow. And one of the most practical and accessible ways to do that is to read regularly. 5, regularly study God's Word. Wise women and men of God purposely include Scripture in their regular diet of reading. 6, engage in undistracted reflection. Wise people engage in a healthy balance of both action and reflection, thinking carefully about why and how they live before they live and do it. They want to ask questions like, what do I want to be known for? And where have I seen God at work in my life in the past few months? 7, do hard things. Our natural tendency as humans is to make decisions based on what is easiest and most comfortable. Stretch yourself by working toward accomplishing a personal goal you've been putting off for a while. More often than not, the hardest thing can be the wisest thing. 8, before making decisions, ask yourself these significant questions. Is what I'm about to say or do considered wise? Would this decision honor others? Would Jesus be honored in this decision? Will this decision matter in 5 hours, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 years, or 50 years, or in eternity? And what would the wise people in my life say about this decision? What might they do right now if they were me? 9, pray for wisdom. The book of James offers us an extremely practical way to pursue wisdom. It says, ask for it. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Here's the great question. Which one of these 9 practices will you lean into starting now? Let's pray. Father, we ask you for wisdom, and you told us we could. May we practice it and grow into it and love more because of it. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1522. In the meantime, again from J.R., he writes, remember that no one drifts into a life marked by wisdom. Not a single person has woken up one day shocked and bewildered by how wise he got to be. Living a life of wisdom takes intention, focus, and commitment. But as any wise person will tell you, it's worth the effort. Yes, the path of wisdom is narrow and less traveled, but I've yet to meet a wise person who looks back on his or her life with regret for purposely pursuing it. Pursue wisdom. It's available and accessible to those who truly desire it, and there's no better time to begin the pursuit than today. Well, brothers and sisters, there you go. These are some ridiculously practical ways to practice wisdom.